Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I talk about loving yourself inside and out. So let's jump right in. Honestly, it's really easy to beat yourself up and see what is quote-unquote wrong with you. It's easy to look at yourself in the mirror and see what you don't like about yourself and think about maybe parts about you that you don't like or that you do or parts that visually you just don't really like or whatnot. I've honestly struggled with that for so long, but it's only been since the last few months in quarantine, to be honest, that I started to truly look at myself differently and put in effort into finding the things that I do like about myself. And I hope that by the end of this little conversation, you'll find ways to love your own self now and also in the future. First of all, loving yourself takes work. I mean, it really does. It takes time for you to be able to focus on things that you do love, and it takes practice to act and become confident. So if you're struggling with yourself right now, first of all, don't be too hard on yourself. And second, know that over time, you will feel good in your own skin, but it does just take that time and some effort. So the first thing I like to do when I am feeling down is to always remind myself that there are parts about me, both on the inside and the outside, that I do like, but I may not always just remember just like that. So whether that's your lips or your eyes, your curves, whatever it may be, list out what you love about you, whether it's obvious to the rest of the world or something that maybe you are the only one that may notice or see it. The list, list out all of those things, anything about your personality or your life that you love too, whether that's the fact that you're always the funny one in the groups and you like that, you like making people laugh, that you're always the one who tries to push yourself really hard and tries to achieve goals that maybe seem hard to reach. That's something to be proud of. Maybe that you have kids and you're proud of being a parent. All those things are things that you should be proud about, that you should feel good about. And whenever you're feeling down, remember that list. If you need to write it down on paper, on maybe on your mirror, or you can even put it on the notes app in your phone, do it. As little or as big as those items are, write it down. The goal is that over time, you do start loving more and more parts about you, and that you can add onto the list and find new things that you want to maybe even work on loving some more. Now, the next thing is something that I've told my friends since I was little, and finally, I have started to take my own advice. I've always said, act confident and no one will question you. And I truly do mean that. I've meant that then, and even though it may have been hard for me to really accept that, I still mean it now. So if you look like you're comfortable doing something, no one will know how nervous you actually are. If you look like you're comfortable doing something, no one will know how nervous you are. If you act confident in an outfit, no one will know you were worried about going out in it. If you're self-conscious about a certain part of your body and you just act like it doesn't bother you, no one will know you even do think about it. I finally started taking my own advice. I'm finally starting to act confident, even if I may not actually be, because slowly that confidence will build up and hopefully I will be able to do or act or love these different parts about me that I wasn't so sure about before. An example is that I've worn makeup for years because I love it. I think it's fun. It has really become a hobby. I like to just spend my time on it, sometimes go full out in the colors, which was also scary to do at the beginning, doing full, very dark looks or very colorful looks. It was very scary for me to do, both in terms of practicing it and going out in it, but I started to have fun after a while. But I also noticed that sometime in between those years, I started to feel like I actually needed that makeup. I felt like at the minimum, I wanted my foundation, my brows, and my mascara to be on. And I never show up to work without it on. I rarely went to shopping trips without any type of makeup on. And I knew it was crazy. I know now that it's extremely crazy. But I always just try to think that I don't care or judge anyone, any of my friends or any strangers for that matter, if they don't wear makeup. So why would I need it if I don't care if anyone else actually wears it or not? So it wasn't until my last job in which I'd have to come in to work sometimes at 6 or 7 a.m. and I used to always do my makeup, and I kind of realized that first of all, I rarely saw any guests because I'd always be back of the house. So I'd rarely see anyone. So why would I be taking the time to do my makeup when it's so early in the morning? I could be sleeping in and I'm not even going to see any guests anyways. Like, it just doesn't make sense for me to feel like I actually need that makeup. And like I said, I rarely saw customers. So it was kind of a push towards being okay with actually not wearing makeup. And I still felt so weird the first few times, but it's not like anyone judged me any differently. And it's just something that's like obvious, but to me, it was just very hard for me to. And I'd still face my coworkers, but slowly it was like, okay, they really don't care about me, whether I wear makeup or not. So it's like, why am I putting in the effort to put on makeup when I like could just not be doing it? Like, it just, it's something that just was kind of weird for me to understand, but it's a good thing now. And I also started going to the gym, which meant I never wore makeup when I go to the gym. I just don't feel the need to. But it wasn't until all of that and the accumulation of also being in quarantine when I started wearing less and less makeup that I just realized that I don't need it. And when I'd be going out, I just didn't feel like I needed it anymore, and I didn't always need to have my entire face done up. And I started by doing small things first, like just putting powder on my face. And then I was like, okay, like, you're just kind of seeing my natural colors a little bit more through the makeup, through the powder, but that's okay. And then I started wearing even less makeup. And now I'm at the point where I will regularly not do my makeup for a whole day and regularly show up to work, the work that I have now, with no makeup, or hang out with friends without it. And I just don't care anymore in a very positive way. I now do makeup for literally just me whenever I want to actually have fun with it, in the sense of the hobby like I used to like. And other times, if I'm being lazy or just don't want to put on makeup, then I won't. And it honestly feels so good to not care about it, to not care about who I'm doing it for, or have that to be an actual need. I also was always worried about what I wore, because I felt like in my body type, I could only wear certain types of outfits. I felt like anything that was kind of for, I guess, the slimmer body type, I couldn't pull off. But honestly, I realize now how ridiculous that is. And I'm still working on that, but I feel so much more comfortable than I used to be. I started wearing things that I was just a little bit out of my comfort zone. So going for like utility pants or something that are just like slightly out of my comfort zone, but also like something that kind of look a bit familiar. Like, I tried on biker shorts too, which I was always kind of afraid to, but it's also kind of like leggings, just a little bit shorter. But I'd start getting used to it. And then once I got used to something that was a little bit out of my comfort zone, I could do something even just a little bit out of that comfort zone. And so slowly I started being able to have more fun trying different styles and different clothes. And I have a lot of fun now shopping and just trying things that, like, maybe I wouldn't normally even shop for, because I'm trying new things, both in terms of styles, in terms of cuts, in terms of colors and patterns and everything that maybe I just didn't really feel like I could pull off. And if I'm being honest, I also started scrolling through TikTok way too much, but a lot of those that I follow or that have been on my For You page over time have been people who also don't care about showing off their curves or their rolls or the same outfits on different bodies, to show that it doesn't have to be those who are small all around who can wear those types of outfits, that literally anyone can wear whatever the frick they want, as long as you're comfortable in it, or as long as you look comfortable in it, as long as you act confident, no one will question you. And I, like I said, I'm finally starting to accept my own advice, and so I'm glad. And it really has made me more comfortable all around. If you can equally follow influencers, or even people in your actual daily life who can become like some type of role models in how confident they portray themselves, then follow them. They're a positive influence on your life. I find looking up to people who have had a similar experience to you to also help you or I so much. Having somebody else who may struggle through the same things or love the parts of them that kind of look similar to you but that you may not like, that might be something that's really good for you as well. Now, if there's anything you can do to help you more become more confident, then do it. My weight has always been one of those areas that I've felt like I had to work on. and I progressively have liked my body more and more, but there are always days that I obviously struggle more, and that's okay. That's literally anyone struggles mentally or physically here and there, and that's completely okay. Those are the days where I remind myself what I do like about myself, and I tend to play with my outfits or my makeup a little bit more because those are areas that I've learned to love and learned to, like I said, play with. I have fun with experimenting new outfits now, and I've always loved to do my makeup. So if I'm feeling a little bit down on other parts of me, then why not have fun with my makeup? What makes me feel good though and help me out is working out. Working out has helped me feel so strong, and I love to see the progress in my body. And even if one day I am feeling down, I still remember where I started and I start feeling proud. I even started taking pictures. I've mentioned this before, but as one of the forms to kind of see how my body has improved through working out, I've taken pictures. And there's times where I'll kind of feel down about how I'm feeling now, but I have my original pictures of how I looked on day one of starting to train. And I am so proud of the accomplishments that I've made. And that's just not an easy thing to feel, I guess. And then recently, I started seeing a major difference in my arm definition. My trainer has also noticed, and then depending on like what I do, I will notice it in the mirror. And I remember I was randomly washing my face the other night, and I was like, wow, like, is that my arm? Like, I've never like seen it like so well defined while just randomly washing my face before. And that was just a few days before my trainer had mentioned anything. So it was just, it's one of those things where like, I am just starting to love new parts of my body that I just didn't even feel like I could. And working out has been able to help me feel that way, help me feel strong. And I like feeling strong. Feeling strong makes me feel confident. And so if there's anything else that you can do, whether that's working out or not, that helps you love yourself a little bit more and help you being able to add things to your list about what you love to yourself, if you can make that list longer by any means, do what you can to make it longer. So find what else makes you confident and helps you feel good. Lastly, like I said, always notice how you feel both inside and out. If there are parts about your personality or parts on the inside that you don't like as much, work on it if you can. I guess the good thing about things that you may not like about yourself that are the inside and not just physical is it tends to be a lot more, I guess, easy, if that makes any sense, to work on, because there are things that, yeah, you don't just have to, I mean, obviously with your weight, you can like work on it by working out, but it's just, I find it other things to the parts of you on the inside that you may not like, you can usually be able to start fixing them right away. You just have to start practicing it. So what I mean is, if you feel like, for example, you hate that you're kind of a pushover, that you don't stand up for yourself, that you're kind of just timid, then that's something that you can start working on right now. Start doing so little by little. You can start, like I said, if you never stand up for yourself, start standing up for like the smallest thing. Just say that no, you don't want to go do something or stay out so late or whatever it is. Just start by a baby no, or start by, yeah, just little things one by one, and they'll start being better. I can tell you right now, I've always struggled with standing up for myself, and I'm finally, and I mean finally, starting to. And it's terrifying. I hate standing up for myself. I feel like it stems from feeling like I'm going to start disappointing other people, but in turns, it may just makes me feel worse about myself, I guess. But I started finally, like I said, standing up to people. I just did about a week ago, and it was terrifying. But after I do, I then feel good and I feel proud of myself for doing so. So I just need to remember about how good and proud I was after doing so. And that way, in the next time when I feel the need that I need to once again stand up for myself, I better remember about how good I felt. No, I still can't easily just stand up for myself naturally, but progressively, I start feeling more confident in myself to be able to do so. And so that's one of the things where no, it's not easy to just one day stand up for or not stand up for yourself and the next actually start to, but start taking those very small baby steps, and in the future, you will be able to. I always love when other people can just speak their mind, and I hope to also get there one day, and it'll just take those baby steps. You could also struggle with pushing yourself towards goals, and if that's you, slowly push yourself, small steps at a time. That's what I keep saying, but always start by doing a very small goal, a very small time span that you need to do it. Do one thing at a time, and if you can manage that little baby step, then try pushing on for the next step, but something a little bit bigger. It's always about baby steps and what you can do and slowly doing more and more to get you where you want to be. So give yourself a chance to work at it. It won't happen overnight. Both working on yourself won't, and loving yourself certainly won't. But the more you work on it little by little, the more you'll feel comfortable doing so. But like you said, you have to keep working on it. If you fail once, if you decide one night that you're just not feeling yourself, don't give up now. That's not the whole point is that over time, you're going to start feeling better about yourself. So work on it little by little, and the more you'll feel comfortable. But keep working on it. You have to put in the effort to do so too. If you don't, you will stay stuck not loving the exact same parts of you that you were already not beforehand. So you better start putting in the effort now. So here's what I want you to do. Make a list of what you love about yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself and love those parts of you as often as possible. Do what makes you feel great as well, whether that's the gym, eating well, or exercising the personality traits you do love about yourself. Whatever those are, start doing them. Don't be afraid to adventure out either and pushing yourself by trying out new outfits or practice public speaking or whatever else gets you to have fun and work on things about you that you're trying to finally embrace or feel more confident at doing. Find others to look up that have gone through or who even like look similar to you that can give you the motivation and confidence to also work on yourself and love yourself, because trust me, over time of doing these, you'll feel better about yourself and start loving more and more parts of you inside and out. And slowly you'll start actually loving those parts of you, and your self-love will increase all around. Now, that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. So for one, if you know me, you know I'm a picky eater. I'll try new things when I'm actually ready to, and I won't say I don't like something before I actually try it, but I get terrified of trying new things. And then a lot of things I honestly don't like, but slowly I start trying things and I do my best, you guys. But dates are the one thing that I've always wanted to try, but for some reason they scare me. Like, I don't know what it is about them. I know that they're supposed to be like super, super sweet. Like, that sounds great. I've heard they kind of look like giant raisins to me, which I don't know why that would terrify me, because I generally like raisins. So I don't know what it is. But today I was at Vaughn's and I decided, you know what? I'll just buy them. So I did. And right after dinner, I tried one because I knew if I stalled too long, I might back out. It tends to be what I do. And then my mom gets them for herself. So good news, ladies and gentlemen, I tried it and I loved them. I tried them with almond butter because I think everybody that I've ever heard talk about them say it is amazing with a little bit of almond butter in it. And I did that and I got two of them. It was so satisfying after dinner, and it might be my new favorite snack. It is amazing. Other than that, I've also been trying to get back on my sleep schedule, and I'm so sad to have to tell you guys, but I have been doing so well, as you guys know, until basically this week when I screwed myself over. I was so tired and I started turning off my alarms in the morning because I'd go to bed too late too many times, and that becomes like a really bad cycle for me. And if I keep it up any longer, then my insomnia is going to like truly kick in and I'm going to actually struggle to go to bed, and it won't just be like, oh, I just voluntarily went to bed late. So that's why I know I have to be able to stick back to it, because now I just end up waking up later, being tired all day, and then going to bed late again voluntarily. And then it's a whole other cycle. I forget it. And then I want to turn off my alarms or set them later. And then I'm tired all day again. And like I said, it just repeats. So it's really something that I'm trying to work on, and I'm going to need more time to truly stay disciplined to stay on it week to week. But I know that I was successful on it for like almost 3 weeks, so I can do it again. I just need to push myself and probably struggle through the next few days of feeling tired so that I can actually wake up early. But the last little news I guess I have for this week is that I'm also finally using my planner again. And I know I need to stick to it if I'm trying to stay productive, because anytime I stop using my to-do list and my planner, I slack off. I don't accomplish everything that I want to be. I'm not nearly as productive or responsible as I should be. And I just know that when I start writing down everything that I need to do, and a lot of the things are just kind of more random things that aren't completely necessary, but that would make me happy to know that I was able to accomplish so much, without me writing down everything, I just slack off and I don't do them. So it's something that I'm still working on to be consistent with, but I know I will feel better about it when I start actually using it again. So this whole week is basically planned out. My to-do list has started to be planned out, and hopefully I will be able to stick to it. So that's pretty much it. That concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial Podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.